with me, Mike Graham, and a slightly hoarse voice, and Kevin O'Sullivan, who had a slightly hoarse voice last week, but you actually...
I'm alright this week. It sounds like your voice is finally breaking, Mike. Yeah,
yeah, it does. Well, you know, my voice never actually broke when I was a kid. It sort of just happened very gradually, because you know how some kids you kind of go for a while.
Yeah.
Mine didn't really do that. I just kind of, over the course of about 2 years, I started speaking with a slightly deeper voice.
I was one of those kids. I think some kids, they go to bed one night and they wake up in the morning and with a deep voice. Mine was pretty fucking fast. It went about a week.
Really?
Yeah, so it plummeted.
And that's like, you know, suddenly there's kids in your class with beards and you kind of go, sorry, you know, that didn't happen to me.
I went to school with a kid and he was bald when he was 16.
Really? I mean, all I remember was that suddenly when he was 16, the fights got a lot fucking worse. So when people had fights, they were really proper fights.
Yeah.
And people were fucking bleeding, teeth were getting knocked out. Whereas when you were 12 and 13, the fights weren't very serious.
Yeah, like you're kneeling suddenly, on the other one's
suddenly
shoulders.
16 and 17, I remember one guy in the classroom was it kicked off, and this guy he fucking smacked most of his teeth out with one punch.
Fuck it
was like,
out.
Jesus Christ. It's like one of those movies where they sort of go across the floor. Fuck me. Anyway, that's Catholic grammar school for you.
Once a Catholic.
Exactly.
We're going to do the Thought Police's typically shambolic review of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll miss loads of shit out.
So, should we start with the Royals?
I suppose we should.
Right, okay, this is my summary of the Royal year. Right. Harry and Meghan are a couple of cunts. Right, let's move on.
Absolutely. But hang on, coming up on the rails just before Christmas, Prince Andrew...
making a last-minute dash for the final furlough.
I was saying something this week, right? If you were to do a royal portrait now of Andrew, you'd always have to do him behind a window of a car, wouldn't you? Because that's the only pictures now you see of him. Yeah. You went to lunch the other day, but you can't be seen out. So all you can see is a picture of him in a fucking car being driven away.
Yeah, so or he's sitting on that horse with those stupid fucking hats on going around Windsor Great Park, looking very miserable. Mm. And when you see him, right... Driving, you know, you always see him driving out of the fucking Windsor.
Where's he going?
Yeah, exactly. Where the fuck is that cunt driving?
Right. Well, maybe he's going back to the Pizza Express. Yeah. Or he's going to visit some people that still speak to him.
Yeah.
I.e. his two daughters, who seem to be the only people that think he's a decent guy.
And Fergie thinks he's the same.
And his stupid ex-wife. But, I mean, can you imagine the fucking scene? It's
stupid ex-wife.
I mean, she really isn't bright, is she?
Oh, Dim is a fucking...
She really is not imbued with a great deal of intelligence. But can you imagine them all sitting around the fucking Christmas table and Andrew's kind of sitting there going... Anyway, so, how's it been for you this year?
Yeah, yeah!
You know, all right, Andy, not bad. You know, how about yourself? Well, I gave this fucking woman I'd never heard of 12 million quid and now there's another one that popped up.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm going to have to find another 12 million.
Yeah, all I did was titter up.
Right. I mean, she was sitting on my fucking lap. What did she expect?
I mean, it's a bit like, you know, you're sitting around the royal Christmas dinner, you know. So how was the year for you then, Andrew? You know, just to put it into context, he's going to be named in this list of associates of his pedo pal, Jeffrey Epstein, late ungrate Jeff Epstein. And so are a load of other VIPs, but as you just alluded to, he is cited in these court documents that are going to be released. What it is Virginia Giuffre, the woman he mysteriously gave £12 million.
Well,
pounds
I mean, to. I suppose we might say it's not. It might not be $12 million, but it might be
$12 million. It's supposed to have been, but he gave her a vast amount of money, $12 million. They say, even though he's never met her.
Yeah. I mean, who knows how
I'm
many
always doing
ones.
That, aren't you?
Yeah,
I've
right.
never met you. It's $12 million.
I don't know who you are. What's your name?
Yeah, in other words, when he denies ever having met her, ever having had sex with her, nobody fucking believes him, and especially his fucking brother, the King, who has banished him from frontline duties. He's trying to get back to frontline duties, but the big thing now is will he be allowed to join the Christmas... family tradition of walking up that path.
I don't think
past the royal crowds to the church in Sandringham for the Christmas
I mean,
Day.
He'll center. Want to because remember he always
because he milks it, doesn't he?
He does milk it, but they can't. I don't think they can risk it. Because you remember in Scotland when the Queen died and they had that procession up the royal.
Yeah, he fucking
and some guy fucking had a go at him. Started shouting at him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
pedo, you fucker, you bastard.
Yeah, he'd fucking pervert.
A couple of points are heavy in the fucking world's end up there. And, you know, that's the risk you run, and you can't, I mean, I'm not saying the guy was right, and he shouldn't have done it, but it could happen.
Yeah, but also, you know, My bet, well, who knows? Charles, he's a weak man. He probably won't do anything about it. He'll let him tag along. But I think the public don't want to see that sordid fucker, the Duke of Pork.
No.
Fuck off, you know. Duke and by the way, York, the city of York, continue their strenuous campaign to strip him of that title. They keep saying, we don't want to be fucking associated with that wanker.
Right. Yeah, also, it's kind of a weird thing, isn't it? Why would you be the Duke of York? You know, fucking York doesn't need a Duke, right? Why, you know, if I was them, I'd go, no thanks, fuck off, we don't want a Duke anymore.
The un-grand Duke of York, I mean, fuck's sake.
Same as the Duke of Edinburgh, it's a kind of a shit title as well. You don't need a fucking, Edinburgh doesn't need a Duke either.
Well, Sussex certainly doesn't.
They certainly don't. Well, I mean, if I was anything to do with Sussex and I've got a fucking house there, I would say, no thanks, you're ruining the fucking name.
Yeah.
The good name of Sussex is being sullied by you fucking pricks.
Look, here's the thing about Harry, right? You saw this recent case where, you know, he scored a partial victory over the Daily Mirror newspaper, the newspaper group. He lost...
He got about a quarter of the money.
He lost the majority of the cases, less than half. He actually won, and he was awarded. I'm trying to remember. I think it was
He wanted 440 odd thousand,
and he got 160. Yeah, so he got a fraction of what he wanted.
Yeah,
he lost the majority of his cases and hailed it as a great victory. But what I want to know about him is, he says, "Oh, well, this is, you know," he said, "you know, taking on the British press and making it honest and free. That's his life's work."
Oh, really?
Why?
Yeah, right.
Why is it
you've got nothing else to do?
Yeah.
That's why.
And I think it's something to do with this. You know,
it's something to do with his mother, right? He's clearly got an Oedipus complex. Yeah. He loves his mother more than he probably should. And obviously, he was terribly badly affected by the fact that she died. And he genuinely, I think, thinks it's the press's fault.
And yes. Yeah, and you know, you and I, we're old Fleet Street hacks,
right.
Of course we're going to support Fleet Street, we're going to support the British Free Press.
Yeah.
But that is not to maintain that somehow or other the newspapers are blameless and saintly. You know, we all know what we're talking about.
Well, the paparazzi are not blameless, well, but newspapers did not cause Diana's death.
No, they didn't, but he's also talking about, you know, their transgressions, and journalists... In their pursuit of scoops, we all know they sometimes go over the top, they cross the line. That's what this is about. But why he should think...
Yeah, he doesn't know that.
But you know, this
he
is what...
He just thinks that.
I know. Yeah, he doesn't have any fucking evidence. But anyway, I think it's this. I think he's fucking, you know, thick as shit.
Yeah,
and no question. Being thick as shit, being brought up in that royal family... In his dimness, he expects everyone to be deferential to him, to touch their forelock to him, and the newspapers do not defer to anyone.
No.
They don't defer to the fucking king, they don't defer to the government, to the prime minister, they do not defer to anyone.
Right.
They are their own masters, and what he cannot take is he gets no deference from the British press, and so it is his life's work to tame the British press, no doubt because he wants to touch our forelocks. Well, good fucking luck with that, Ginger, because it ain't going to fucking happen. I mean, what a pompous little prick.
I know. And also, whenever anybody says they're going to tame the press, they always end up getting fucking roasted. Yeah. Because you can't, in the end, you know, unfortunately, whether you like it or not, the press is a pretty powerful thing.
Yeah.
And Harry is a little fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
It's as simple as...
Yeah, and it's important. It's important, you know, I understand why people, you know, get upset with the press, why they don't like the press and all that, but...
You're not supposed to like the press.
Actually, the way the newspapers behave, the way journalists sometimes behave, sometimes over the top, as I say, that is a result of the fact that the British press... gloriously is free, and ever more it should be so. And this little fucker, he wants to take that freedom around. He wants rules, regulations, he wants to make the papers compliant. Hey, Harry, never gonna fucking happen. No,
but also, as with most hypocrites, he doesn't want any of those rules to apply to him. Because he wants to be able to write anything he likes, and he wants to be able to give as many interviews as he wants, spouting as much bollocks as he wants, because he'd rather nobody checked up on it. And when he finally did spout enough bollocks about the royal family being racist, he ran away from it 100 miles an hour because he knows
they're not racist,
that it's not fucking true. So, you know, he's a fucking, you know, I think the year of 2024 will be even worse than 2023. I see she's now been reduced to making cameo appearances.
Bit part coffee appearances video. In coffee ads.
Yeah.
She's a has-been. B-E-A-N. See what I did there?
See what you did there? Very good. Yeah. Let's talk about somebody else that's shit here. Rishi Sunak. or Sunak.
By the way, on my show on Talk TV, I keep calling him Sushi Sunak.
Why?
I don't know. But it's become a vocal
thing. I quite like it.
It quite likes it, isn't it?
It's like somebody said to me something about Keir Starmer the other night. He's like a snake charmer. I said, that rhymes. I'm going to call him
Keir Starmer the snake charmer. Keir Starmer the snake charmer. By the way, did you see that fucker? Right. He's gone to Estonia.
Why?
He went to Estonia. Well, because he's trying to act prime ministerial. Why is he dressed like a fucking soldier? So he's got all the fatigues on, like the soldiers.
He doesn't know.
British soldiers are out in Estonia. Yeah. Keeping an eye on things, as you can imagine, Ukraine and all that. And he went to visit them to look prime ministerial and dressed up like a soldier.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, we were talking about this today. So politicians, when they get the eye on number 10 Downing Street and the top job, the run-up to an election, it becomes like a fancy dress contest, isn't it? So you're going to see these twats, Sunak, Starmer, and that fucking moron who runs the Lib Dems, Ed Davey. You're going to see them, wearing hard hats, you know, high-vis jackets, visiting buildings.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be like a fancy dress contest, like it always is.
Oh, God, yeah, he's wearing one of those stupid jackets.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
What a dickhead. Yeah. I hadn't spotted that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've looked it up on one of those shitty websites, and now they're doing me an advert for a car. The fucking Independent, disgrace.
Mike's just looking this up, by the way.
Right. I'm looking on my iPad, I'm trying to find a news story, and all I've got is a fucking advert for the fucking, for a fucking new all-electric Dolphin car. Fuck off. You know.
So there he is, all dressed up in his fatigues, and we're fatigued with him.
Next, he'll be going to meet Volodymyr Zelensky, won't he? That's the next thing.
Oh, of course he will, yeah. Let's talk about old Sunak, though. What kind of a year do you think he's had?
I think he's had about the shittest year that you could ever imagine. Do you remember when he thought he was going to be Prime Minister and he was all excited because he thought, this is great. I'm coming in after Liz Truss has made a complete, you know, dog's arse of everything, and I'm going to be the saviour of the world. And he's actually made things worse.
Yeah.
He's actually made it worse.
And, hi, guys. I've got a five-point play. Look at that. We're just looking at Keir Starmer.
Keir Starmer
in his fatigues.
Military fatigues. And, what's going on his arm there? He's got a NATO, it's a NATO jacket.
There you go.
He's big in favour of NATO now. Used to be, because Jeremy Corbyn, I don't think, is too keen on NATO.
Jeremy Corbyn's not keen on anything that. Because it's war.
Right, he's not war.
He only supports peace, because that's the nice thing to do.
Yeah, right, because he's such a nice guy.
But Sunak, you know, twat. Do you remember, was it around about March? Oh, hi guys. five-point plan.
Yeah.
Judge me on my results.
Yeah. So failed, mate.
Yeah, we have. Inflation, he said he'd half.
Right.
And everybody knew that was going to work. That's nothing to do with
it. Yeah, it was nothing to do with him. Because inflation going up was also nothing to do with him.
If the Bank of England keep putting the fucking interest rates up, inflation will come down, and that's why it came down.
Right.
Plus other factors, of course. He's claimed the credit for that. But apart from that, I actually think he's got on his main play, one of his main
players. Stop the boats.
To stop the fucking
boats. Yeah, really well. Yeah, that's going really
well. How's that going for you, Rish?
Tremendously well. In fact, it's worse than not going well. The EU have now made a plan that's actually better than his in less time. And they're now saying we're going to start deporting people. I don't think that will work either. But at least they've got a plan to actually deport people, which doesn't involve going through the fucking courts. They're going to say, right, we're going to fucking process you, and if you don't qualify, we're going to send you back. Simple.
Rishi Sunak. I mean, he's a bright guy, obviously, but he's a very bad politician.
He's a useless politician.
Don't stand up before the public. I've got five promises.
Yeah.
Five promises.
Yeah.
Judge me on whether I deliver them.
Right.
Well, you haven't delivered them,
right.
So we are judging
you. So
you
should
you.
Now fuck You're off, gonna, right?
You know.
Did you hear the other story this week where they said that in addition to his incredibly generous a furlough for a programme because he thought he was giving us all his money, but in fact he was giving us all our own money.
Right.
And he was also thinking about giving everybody a credit card with fucking cash on it so they could spend it during a pandemic. What the fuck?
Well, so that so we would.
That's a great idea.
So we would actually reach the point, and it's probably coming sometime not too far in the future, where politicians, where the wannabe prime minister starts handing out money to people. Vote for me, and I'll give you some cash.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the, this
actually
is the,
that would work for me.
Yeah, this is the last bastion. Well, it's called giving people a tax break. You don't have to give us cash. Just fucking lower the taxes. Make it possible to keep more of the money that we make, and we'll be happy, as opposed to taking all the fucking money that we make.
Yeah, and all these people that went on to furlough, some of them for 2 years, thinking, oh, this is like free money. I don't have to work, get free money from the government. No, no, no. You are actually paying for your own furlough.
Yeah.
You, not right now, but you
it's
will.
It's hard to believe that that's what people thought, that it was free money.
It's not
how
free money.
How thick are these people?
It's us. We paid for that, and all you people who went on furlough for 2 years, the reason you're paying a lot of tax now is because you took 2 years off. Simple as that.
Right, and you didn't generate any fucking, you know, worth for the company or the country.
Yeah.
And so many of them now haven't gone back to work either. Have you seen the state of parts of Britain are completely deserted? People have just not bothered coming
fucking
to work.
Fucking hell, yeah. I mean, this is the Thursday before Christmas.
Yeah.
We're recording this, and I come in on the tube. Usually, you got your fucking face pressed to the window.
Right.
It's so crowded.
Right.
I mean, this morning, I had the whole bloody train to myself. The fucking lazy bastards.
I know. Nobody's going to work.
Oh, well, you know, it's 20 days before Christmas, so I'm going to stop going to work.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Fucking work.
Absolutely unbelievable. We'll come back to who else has had a shit year in a minute, but let's have a little message from our friends at Manscaped, because they've got Santa's number one helper. Ho, 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 gentlemen, it says here. Get ready to jingle and deck your balls this holiday with help from our friends over at Manscaped, because you know what they're like. They've got the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. They've just launched their Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. It's called the small gift for your big package, right? And it includes Santa's number one helper, the lawnmower. Manscaped can guarantee you'll be stuffing more than just your stocking this season. Let your ornaments shine. Enjoy 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code POLICE. Mrs. Claus will thank you, it says here. Now, here's what it includes. It includes a trimmer as precise as Santa coming down the chimney. The Lawnmower 5 brings two next-generation blade heads, perfect for sculpting your holiday do, from taming the chestnuts to grooming the tree. And trust us, it's as gentle as a snowflake on your sensitive bits. And people say this is brilliant. The Weed Whacker 2 ear and nose hair trimmer, which I've certainly used plenty, is the king of trimming those hairs and trying to sneak into your festivities uninvited. Keep the party exclusive. And if anybody in the family's got too much scruff, look no further than the Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver as well. So if you've got nasty nose hairs, save the day with the Weed Whacker 2, the ear hair trimmer, and you get a free lot of boxers as well. So here's what you do. Get 20% off free shipping with the code POLICE at manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And keep your jingle bells happy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All from manscaped.com. So, why don't we talk about football? Because there's been some interesting stories in the Football League. I see today there's a story saying that UEFA had no business trying to cancel and not allow to happen that Super League.
I think it's the European Central Court has decided.
They've actually ruled on it, haven't they?
Yeah, the European Super League, it was illegal, unlawful to rule it offside, as it were, and to say it can't happen. And they said this is unlawful. And so the European Super League, that might be the big... You always said this, didn't you?
That it's going to happen.
That it will happen. Well, now it actually looks as if it will happen.
Well, you know what will happen is they'll get the European Super League going, then they'll start to get a couple of teams from Saudi Arabia, because they'll say they're now going to be good enough to play in the Super League. Because that's where all the money is.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be having fucking people will be going to Saudi Arabia to play football. There'll be matches between, you know, Real Madrid and whatever the fucking team is that Ronaldo plays for, it's going to happen.
Money talk, money rules football, and this is all about.
And where
money.
Will that leave the Premier League then?
Well, that's the problem. It's you know, all the big clubs, you know, Liverpool, Man United, Spurs, Arsenal, they will almost certainly certainly be invited to join it.
Yeah.
And the money, I mean, but don't forget, football clubs are businesses.
Yeah.
And the money may well be irresistible. They will not be able to not take it.
Right.
So we're looking at the beautiful game going through a very fucking difficult time this time. Actually.
When's the next sort of big tournament? Is the Euros next year, 2024? Because it will be. Yeah, the World Cup is 22, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
In Qatar.
Well, the biggest comp tournament, of course, is the Caribou Cup, which I've never, which I've never given a flying fuck about ever until Fulham have made the semi-final.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. It's a bit like water service, isn't it? If you actually get to the final of the Caribbean Cup, then suddenly it's fucking great.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing ever. But if you don't, it's shit.
This is how it shakes down. So Fulham, you know, the last time we were in a cup final was 75.
Right.
We got beat, the FA Cup final, we got beaten 2-0 by West Ham.
Right.
We're finally in with a shout of making another final. So we play the semi-final game against Everton. Beaten 7-6 on penalties after a 1-1 cliffhanger at Goodison. That's a fucking good result. It's a difficult place to go.
Yeah.
So here's the draw. It's between Chelsea, Middlesbrough, Liverpool, Fulham. So we're going, if we get fucking Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough, yeah.
We're as good as through.
Right.
Fucking hell. So we're going, we're going to fucking get
Are they in the championship now?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should be able to beat fucking Middlesbrough.
Well, yeah. And so they make the draw. Who did we get? Liverpool. So, Chelsea.
Although, they might put out, I mean, I suppose they'll put out a decent side for the semi final, won't they?
Oh, yeah, Liverpool won't put out, they won't put out the B team for the semi final.
Maybe so, you should get them to annoy Jurgen Klopp by making a very early kickoff.
Fucking hell.
And he can go.
I watched Liverpool against Man United.
Yeah.
I was really excited about that.
And that was a 0-0 game.
It was the shittest game ever. Yes.
And everybody blamed Man United for being defensive.
Well, they did park the bus, but Liverpool...
So what?
Liverpool was shite.
Right.
Absolute shite. So, you never know. Fulham might beat them. Probably won't, though. But there you are.
I'll tell you who else has been a shit year for.
Uh-huh.
The BBC.
Ha!
I mean, have they got anything fucking right? Can you think of anything that they've done right?
No.
They've got everything wrong.
They're fucking
right,
useless.
From Gary Lineker to fucking the Sports Personality of the Year Award to covering Hamas to fucking, you know, covering...
Yeah, not calling Hamas terrorists.
Right, the COVID inquiry, getting all that fucking wrong. And the whole fucking organisation is literally falling down around its ears.
Yeah, they just axed...
Putting up the licence fee.
Question of sport, they had to axe because they made it too woke. You know, the Director General, Tim Davie, I mean, he literally, I'm not making this up, he literally staggers from one crisis to the next.
I know.
I mean, there's never, ever any good news coming from the BBC.
I can't believe it's going to last much longer, you know.
Well, the licence fee.
No, just the whole idea of fucking the BBC as it currently is.
I mean, if I ruled the world, or certainly if I ruled this country,
yeah,
every day would be the first day of spring. No.
I was waiting for you to say something proper.
Then. No, I was
falling for it.
If I ruled the world, I've got nothing against the BBC. Do what you fucking like.
Yeah.
Just don't expect me.
No, but also
to
stop
fucking
preaching.
Don't expect me to pay for it.
No, exactly.
Certainly don't expect me to pay what is soon going to be £173.30 a year to be lectured to, to be hosed down by a bunch of virtue signalling North London cunts who don't like my opinions.
No, and they also want you to believe that the climate is burning up and they're going to send Justin fucking Rowett around the world to tell you exactly why it's burning up and exactly how hot it is down in Canty every fucking summer.
Absolutely, what a fucker. This is what happens with media organisations. They get successful. They get very, very successful. With that, they're then able to attract these companies. They're able to attract the creme de la creme, you know, the best talented people from Oxford and Cambridge and all that. So they're sort of, they get hired, they hire all these sort of lefty university graduates from Oxford, Cambridge.
All from the same place.
Yeah. And then these people infest the place. And they're like intellectual snobs and they start looking down on their own audience.
Yeah.
The thing about the BBC is it hates its audience.
Oh, yeah. Well, they hate ordinary people. Yeah. They don't like you. They think you're too stupid. They think it's like that fucking debate I did with Andrew Marr and fucking Gina Miller and Alexander. I said, the trouble with this lot here, these fucking Remainers, is they think they're cleverer than everybody else and they went to private school
such a good
and they look down on you and they think the reason you voted for Brexit is because you're stupid. And they'll never change that view. And that's how the BBC feels about everybody who voted for Brexit. Can you believe the faces on them when they lost the fucking referendum? The faces on them when the Tories won the election in 2019? They're not capable of actually understanding what ordinary people in Britain think.
No, absolutely. And
it's like they're ashamed of them.
Yeah, well, and they hose us down with their own virtue signalling.
Yeah.
As you say, they think we're a bunch of Neanderthal Brexiteer morons.
Yeah.
And when the media organisations get to that point, they start looking down on their own audience. Yeah. They start disliking their own audience. It's the beginning of the end.
I think this is the beginning of the end. I think within certainly the next 2 to 3 years, they will be unrecognisable in the current form.
But my point is, by all means, look down on us. By all means, hate us, your audience. But don't expect us to pay for you.
Yeah.
If we pay for you, you owe us a bit more than that. But if we didn't pay for them and they stood on their own two fucking feet, they might make some programmes that are interesting because they'll fucking...
But I bet you they wouldn't make any money because they don't know how to actually do it.
Well, that's it. It would teach them... They should be taught the commercial imperative.
Yeah.
That's what makes good television. Competition with other channels. Yeah. They're not in competition with anyone.
And something which can't just be hailed as brilliant. Something which actually has to be popular.
Yeah.
Something that people actually would be willing to pay to watch.
Yeah. And, you know, and once every year, the BBC gets, what is it, £5.3 billion?
Yeah.
Pounds. I know, yeah. £3.5 billion from the British people. But that is plummeting fast because...
Plus they get more money from the government as well.
Yeah, but you know, more and more people, especially young people, kids and that, they go, oh, fucking pay for this shit.
Right.
They've got any, I mean, have they got any good programmes at all apart from, you know, the mysteriously popular fucking Strictly Come Dancing?
No, I don't know why people watch that. What a load of crap.
Fucking hate that show.
Just to round off the year, Britain descends into travel chaos. I'm just reading this. Luckily, we're not going anywhere. Apparently, Euston Station is shut.
Of course it is.
Eurostar trains are cancelled. Dozens of BA flights are grounded because of Storm Pia. It is actually, as I came in today, it's very fucking windy.
It is windy.
Yeah. It suddenly got very windy, and it's going to get worse, apparently.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you're not going anywhere for Christmas, are you?
Well, I sort of am.
Because you sometimes do, don't you?
Yeah, no, I'm staying in leafy North London.
Yeah.
Hampstead.
With all your BBC mates.
With all my BBC. Funny, we're recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to... I'm going to,
well, you always go into pubs and run into fucking TV people, don't you?
I know, all the time. Well, I live very close to Richard and Judy.
Right.
I suppose I should say this, but Stephen Fry's just moved into two doors.
See,
down.
He's just self-identified as a Jew.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't.
Well,
know his,
look, I mean, where I live, it'll be among friends.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, I fucking grew up around there as well. So
that, by the way, is a lot to do with why I still stand with Israel.
Yes.
Because my neighbours are Jewish people and they are fucking scared.
Yeah, I bet.
And that is a disgrace.
Well, when you see schools being fucking attacked, when you see these wankers running around fucking London, they haven't done it lately for a while, so I don't know whether the whole Palestinian marching thing is going to go away. But, you know, that has got to be, if you were, I mean, I don't want to get too serious here, one of the most amazing and horrible aspects of this year was this dreadful fucking event on October the 7th, which people seem to have forgotten about in amongst all the arguments about, oh, give the Palestinians their freedom back.
Yeah.
Well, really? Okay, well, I don't want to get into that here, but, you know, it's a fucking awful story.
Well,
and that's going to be still running all the way through next year, I think.
Yeah, you know, and the way the British government, oh, two-state solution. That's like, as Israelis say, look, what the two-state solution means you're effectively proposing that we as a country, the country of Israel, jog along with our neighbouring country full of fucking psychopaths
who want to destroy
it. Two-state solution is actually bullshit. It's bullshit.
Well, Hamas don't want it, and Israel don't want it. So apart from that, it's a great idea.
It's just
by
entirely
David Cameron.
Unpractical. It's what fucking two-bit British politicians and politicians around the world say. We need a two-state solution. The only two-state solution that would work between with one nation Israel, one nation Palestine, would be you have one state, Israel, and the other state, Palestine, about 5,000 miles away.
Yeah, absolutely.
But next door, forget it. Not going to fucking work.
No. Not going to work. Anyway, we'll be talking about where you go for Christmas.
Yeah, sorry, I was.
It's not fucking Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I go to Bethlehem.
Yeah, Bethlehem. It's so atmospheric this time of year.
There's some good tunnels under there. You know, looking forward to the tunnels of Bethlehem tour. You
know. Oh, little town of Bethlehem. Bethlehem's not going to be all that Christmassy this year. No, I'm going to be in where you grew up, Hampstead.
For, yes.
Where I live. For the actual festive phase, and then on the 27th or so, we're off to a hotel in Norfolk.
Oh, nice. Is that where you went last time?
It's where we went last
time. You liked that place, didn't you?
Yeah, I loved it. It's a dog friendly. So we took our wonder dog, Chasbo, our little Cocker Spaniel, you know, who's a great dog, as you know, but he's not necessarily a tribute to canine obedience.
There's a great fucking video, which I must send you, actually. It was on one of those funny Twitter accounts that does stuff with dogs. It's like, there's two types of dogs, and there's a Labrador just sitting there, and there's this fucking other dog just running full pelt. There's a little Jack Russell, like, vroom, and I'm like, that's fucking Chasbo and Ziggy.
Ziggy's
sitting there going, what the fuck is he doing? And the dog's just literally tearing up and down.
So we go there last year, and they're very dog friendly, and so, you know, Chas kept disappearing, and we get him back, you know, he'd run down the corridor.
Right.
Anyway, one time, couldn't find him at all. So all the staff are going around the hotel. I mean, literally for about an hour. And I said, oh, fucking hell, somebody hasn't opened the front door. And
he's run off, yeah.
we can't find him anywhere. So I said, have you tried the kitchen?
Yeah.
He goes, no. I said, try the fucking kitchen. Guess what?
Yeah.
He's on the counter.
Right, cool.
Eating some old raw sausage.
Of course he is.
They found
brilliant.
But anyway, we're going back there.
Yeah, that's good.
And then New Year's Eve, Police Christmas party, right?
We'll try not to slag anybody off too much, but we might put the odd video out.
Yeah, let's put a video
out. I'm taking everyone out for Christmas dinner this year, and the dog's coming as well, because we found this pub down in Sussex, which is going to be great. So we took the view, well, fucking nobody can be bothered doing the washing up this year, so Ziggy gets to come for Christmas dinner, which will be nice.
How many of you going?
Well, Emma's around with us, so there'll be five of us, basically.
Five.
Which should be good. Five plus the dog.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and predict that you'll be picking up the tab.
Well, unlike that woman who's charging, what is she charging, 15 quid for her family Christmas dinner? This one is going to probably set me back about a grand, I reckon.
I love this.
And rather ridiculously, I volunteered to drive because I thought, we're only going for 2 hours, so I can happily not fucking drink for 2 hours because I'll be drinking for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want to rely on taxis. Because it's one thing in London, but when you're outside of London, and I know how it goes, you book a taxi for Christmas Day, and then they ring you like and go, "Oh, sorry, mate, I'm not feeling up to it." And there's literally no other.
How far is the pub from where you live?
It's only about 10 minutes.
In the car.
In the car, yeah.
Yeah, blimey! So Christ, I don't think I could go through Christmas Day without fucking drowning myself in booze.
Yeah, but I can drink as soon as we get home. I mean, literally, you know, just
staggering. Give me the fucking wine.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been a great thought police year.
I think
year.
It's been a great year. But we will. I know we keep saying this, but we definitely will get together.
100%.
In the new year.
I think we should, you know, we can think about some big ones like we've done in the past. But I think that we should try to make quite a regularish thing of the little ones in the pub.
The little ones in the pub.
I like those because then we can all meet everyone for a drink afterwards. And
exactly.
Because I particularly like them because they buy us the drinks.
Yes, that does help.
So you can only come to the shows if you bring like about 50 quid, partly for your tickets, but the rest drinks for us. I want to wish you, cunts,
Merry
all
Christmas.
A very happy Christmas. Compliments of the fucking season.
Yes, absolutely. And have a very fucking new year as well.
Fuck you.
Yeah, right. See you later. Bye. Bye.